With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Readers, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to five are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4 year old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Two of the three classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he lives in his own little world, but it's okay. They know him there. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today the gentleman that I said I would have with me today. I said that yesterday, and we've gotten a couple of emails from people that said, hey, they always listen when G.B. Oliver's going to be on the show. G.B. with the ParagonFoundation.org, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Man, it's an honor to be with you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, never had it any better. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to start out with a blonde story, if that's all right with you.
Let me shut my door. Okay, go ahead.
I said yesterday, you know, we're going to... It looks like the world bankers are trying to collateralize their notes and these loans that they have and these national debts that the world's countries have gone into debt over with heritage sites. And I said they're wanting to put a dollar value on these heritage sites. And I was talking to a particular blonde yesterday, and I said, did you hear the show? And she said, yes, I heard the show. And she says, isn't that terrible? I says, what's that? She said, the way they're going to... take this land, these heritage sites. And I said, that's right. They're going to do it. I mean, they're the bankers and they're in charge. They're going to take this land, these world heritage sites, these wilderness areas. They're going to get it. And she says, and for only a dollar. I said, what do you mean for only a dollar? She said, they're going to put a dollar value on it.
Well, you know what, Derek? She's closer to right than you and I know. It's about a nickel on the dollar.
Yeah, they're going to do it without any money down. But anyhow, when we were discussing this the other day, and it's been quite obvious. You know, the first time I ever visited with Wayne Hage, and that was you. I don't know, were you at that meeting up in? It was up in northern New Mexico,
Farmington. Was there.
Yeah, you were there. We were talking, and he said I had dinner with him that evening, and he was talking about how the world bankers are going to collateralize the land here in the United States because of our national debt. And he discussed this in some detail, and he was kind of out in outer space as far as, you know, nobody else had ever heard of that. And now here it looks like it's actually taking place, does it not?
That's exactly what's going on. You know, and the first time I ever heard anybody discuss it in depth was his wife, Helen Chenoweth Hage. And Helen, if you'll recall, I think we've even talked about it on your show, how that she tried to raise that question as a congressman in Washington, D.C., because she went down to the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, and there were those sites, a World Heritage Site sign there. She came back and got on the United Nations website, looked it all up. Then she gathered up all her freshman congressmen, and they wanted to hold a hearing on it. And then that's when Trent Lott called her into her office and said, "Little lady, let me tell you something. We went along with your little gig on Ruby Ridge, and we embarrassed the FBI for you on that. Now you get back to your office, and you get your head down, and you do what the leadership tells you to do." I'll never forget her telling me that story. And as soon as she walked out of Trent Lott's office and started down the hall, both of those senators from Idaho just came in formation and got with her, and they told her, "You've got to do what Trent Lott says for you to do, or we'll never get another dime back in Idaho." They said between Senator Domenici and Trent Lott, they'll shut off any money coming into Idaho, so please don't raise that World Heritage issue again.
Did she?
You know what Ellen Chenow is.
You see,
that was just like throwing a little gas on the fire.
Well, I was going to say, if that would be me, most of the things that I have done that I've really accomplished because somebody told me I either couldn't do it or shouldn't do it.
That's exactly the motivation I need most well.
Say, you can't ride that horse.
You bet.
He's bucked off everybody else.
And sometimes they were right, but that didn't keep you from trying him.
Anyhow. So we were visiting the other day, and you were telling me about, and I have all 134 pages of it. It's a document of the World Bank project appraisal document, and they explain in here what's taking place. Now, I'm not smart like you are, GB. I'm serious. Beth built me a beautiful book. It's all 134 pages. We got it off of the Internet after, by the way, it was supposedly unavailable on the Internet.
Right.
Did you know they took this off? Apparently.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
I think she got it from your website. I'm not sure how she got it. But anyway, it's 134 pages, and it goes into great detail, but you have to be a pencil-neck lawyer, I guess. You're the only guy I know that has a pencil-neck lawyer.
And a darn good one.
Boy, he must be.
He's a dandy.
But give us a little information on this, because you enlightened me considerably this morning. Once you pointed out the things, and I can see it, but you have to, it's kind of like finding mushrooms. You just don't walk out there and they pop up. You have to look a long time to figure them out. They look like a leaf sometime.
That's exactly right. It's a convoluted issue. What you have to do is, I guess you have to give up the rest of your life and start looking at this. And I probably pulled down 1,000 documents tied to the Nature Conservancy, the World Bank, the United Nations Development Program, and UNESCO, and all of those things studying this thing. And after you've been in it a while, you begin to understand several things. One of the things is you have the World Heritage Site Treaty. But then you have the Ramsar Treaty, you have the Biodiversity Treaty, and you have the Uruguayan Round Treaty. And in order to understand exactly what's going on, because as you read these documents, they refer back and forth to all these different treaties that we're involved in. All those treaties are tied together. And when you read them, and then you begin to read enough of these documents, you begin to see very clearly what the game is. And what it is debt with the World Bank, debt for nature is their little word that they use in this thing. The Nature Conservancy, you begin to understand, is paid handsomely by UNESCO and by the UN to map and overlay these World Heritage Sites. And basically what the World Bank does is they have absorbed this debt, or they make small loans to these.
And we're going to take a break. Hang on.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why.
A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned, visiting today with our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III. He is the executive director of the ParagonFoundation.org. And the number there is 1-877-847-3443 if you would like to become a member and help Paragon Foundation do the work that it does, which I don't know how in the world. You know, GB, if it wasn't for you guys and people I can just name bunches of them, but I got a call just this morning from Joan Vion. Uh-huh. But people like that that attend these meetings and study these documents, they know what's going on. And I don't know how many people I've had ask me, Derry, why don't you put something together here so we can understand this? You just can't put something together. It takes a lifetime to try to figure all this out. Going into the commercial break, you were talking about debt for a nation, debt for nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that you've seen. In fact, you saw two Republican congressmen put a bill forward on this debt for nature. Well, basically what happened in this country is Chase Bank and all the big banks made loans to these third world countries, which were guaranteed by this country. And when those nations didn't repay that debt, and you and I have talked on this show that only Mexico was able to pay the interest, the rest of them didn't even do that.
Well, Venezuela paid the debt.
Yeah.
You know, Hugo got Venezuela out of debt. And I think that's one reason that Bush hates him so bad.
Well, he's not a favorite of the United Nations community, is he?
No, he's not.
But anyway, he pulled himself out. But at some point, and the only time we can ever find where anybody in this country ever got up and publicly said this was James Baker, who was Secretary of State under the first Bush, and in a speech in Denver, he said he made the statement in the speech, and it was tied right back to World Heritage Sites and all this kind of stuff. He said that no longer was this country going to be able to be allowed to carry its debt with the United Nations unsecured. We were going to have to collateralize that debt, and we would have to collateralize it with our federal lands. And that's the only time you can ever find where anybody ever came out and actually said that, until I ran onto this document that you and I were talking about a while ago, and it was a project appraisal document for the World Bank, and it was based on, this is based around World Heritage sites and properties that they were taking in four South American countries, the main one being Honduras.
I think you made a misstatement just a moment ago, GB, and somebody will catch that and say, hey, I don't know what he's talking about. I think you said to the money that was owed to the United Nations, it's owed to the IMF, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund.
Exactly.
You just went through that.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, it's all right. You just went a little too far. You know, you do the same thing I do. We talk so fast, we say things we haven't even thought of.
That's sad but true, isn't it?
Isn't it the truth?
I did a little of that last night.
You probably had some help, though.
Yeah, I did have some help.
Wait just a minute. I hear music again.
All right.
Let's take a break, and then we'll have more time. Stay with us. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
And we have returned. You know, GB, we were talking about this project appraisal document. The thing I think that really got us started on this, and it's so great that we have listeners out there that have kept this information and have been thinking about this a lot longer than I have. This goes back to 1987. Didn't I send you this this World Conservation Bank thing?
Yes.
Okay. A listener in Kansas sent me a copy of this, and I've forwarded it on to so many people now I don't remember who to, but Joan Vion was one of them, and that's why she called me this morning. She'd been out of the office for a while and just got home and saw it for the first time, but I've just put a little note on this. I said, "Is in a circle the World Conservation Bank," and I said, "Is this for real?" And she called me this morning and said, "You know," she said, "it's just a coincidence, but," she says, "I have a friend in Germany that attended as a German delegate to that meeting that was held in September of 1987, where they talk about this very, very thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned James Baker. That's where he made his speech at this particular meeting, where he said the banks are going to have to collateralize these loans that they're making to these governments, and the only thing they have to collateralize it is the land.
That's precisely right. See, we ourselves didn't borrow the money, but we guaranteed the note. We're guarantors on that note. And by doing that, by being guarantors and them not paying any of the principal and most of them not paying the interest on the thing, we are now having to collateralize these debts. And in fact, when we signed this World Heritage Treaty, I believe it was in Paris, France, one of the things we agreed to do was every 2 years, the United States has to provide a new updated list of properties that are available to UNESCO and the United Nations to choose as World Heritage Sites. As that interest compounds and as that debt compounds, we have to continue to put up more and more property. And then, of course, in the treaty, and of course, we signed that treaty in 1972, but in that treaty, it clearly states that each of these countries recognize that once you've named one of these properties as a World Heritage Site, it falls under the protection of the international community. And then I would invite any of your listeners to go on the Internet and pull that treaty down, because it's very specific in language, and of course you have to look through the Ramsar and the Uruguayan Round Treaty as well, and then the Treaty on Biodiversity. But they're all very specific as to the enforcement. And the best example we have in this country of what they're willing to do and what they're capable of doing is what we talked about on your show not too long ago, and that's what happened in Yellowstone National Park, where they went in there and they stopped the gold mining. This country, the company had spent $30 million going through the permitting fees with the Department of Interior and everybody else, and then all of a sudden in come these environmental groups, and they complain to the UN. The UN flies in. Clinton goes up there, and, of course, they kill that deal right there on the spot. And in the treaty, it talks about, it says that UNESCO biodiversity sub-practice has formed partnership with a number of players working in the nexus between development and biodiversity conservation. The treaty says that monitoring of these sites will be done through their strategic partnerships. And then it names those partnerships. And I'll tell you what, when you go through their partners, it makes the hair on your neck stand up. The Global Biodiversity Forum, the World Conservation Union, the Millennium Ecosystem, which is an offshoot of the Millennium Foundation, which is nothing but an arm of the World Bank. When you go in there and you look at the board of directors of the Millennium Foundation and the World Bank, virtually all of the board members on the Millennium Foundation have either been board members or are sitting board members on the World Bank. The Wildlife Conservation Society, the World Resource Institute, that's another arm of the World Bank, the World Wildlife Fund, Earth Wild International, the Rainforest Alliance, Greenpeace, but then all of them are controlled and held by the major organization that does all of the contracting, all of the mapping for the United Nations, and all of the site overlays, whatever that is, and that's the Nature Conservancy. And so any one of these entities that points a finger at one of these countries and one of these properties and goes to the UN and complains, in they come, and then they cite to that country exactly what the provisions were. Like, for instance, under paragraph 56 of the World Heritage Site Treaty, it clearly lays that once they designate it as a World Heritage Site in danger, paragraph 69 tells that country what they've already agreed to do and what they're going to have to do, and they absolutely have control of that. It becomes collateral, just like a bank takes collateral with you when they make a loan to you.
All right, now what's going to happen? I'm working on an article for the September issue of the Chronicle.
Uh-huh.
And I've spent days, literally days, going through this information, trying to put it all together. Now, see, you have done so much more research on this than I have. Would you write it for me?
You got me on the air and you got me cornered.
No, but we do need to get as much of this down so people... You know, so Mr. and Miss America can see what it is and understand it.
What I'll agree to do, Derry, is I'm no writer, but I will absolutely put all of this together, and you and I can maybe co-write the thing.
Okay, but just like, see, it says these include Article 8, and Article 10. Well, see, you knew what Article 8 was. You knew that Article 8 was what they shut down the mining around Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that.
Absolutely. I've spent an inordinate amount of time going through this and looking at it, and the reason, of course, I'm doing this is because they're trying to designate the White Sands National Monument right here in my backyard as a World Heritage Site. And I've had city commissioners and county commissioners in and out of here trying to figure out what that is. And what they did, let me just tell you what they did.
Okay, you're going to tell me after the commercial break.
That'll work.
Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
You know, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would have a mile-long carnival with tons of fast rides and roller coasters and one pass that would let me ride everything.
Hey, kid, wake up. Just go to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. You'll find a mile-long carnival with rides and games for everyone. With the unlimited spin daily deal, you get unlimited carnival rides for any one day for just $25 at break time stores. Even bigger is the big ticket, which gets you admission into the fair and unlimited carnival rides for all 11 days. It's only $55 if bought in advance at participating Lowe's stores and $60 at the fair. Unbelievable? Believe it, but it's only at the Missouri State Fair. Check out all the deals at mostatefair.com. Where else can you have so much fun? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime!
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-styled building.
It went together very easily, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50x50 Quonset-style building special for $8,600. I can only offer this at this price until Thursday. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says the only time to be positive is when you're positive you're wrong, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, visiting with G.B. Oliver. We're talking about White Sands right now, White Sands Monument, which is in southern New Mexico, and the government wants to turn it into a World Heritage Site. You said you've been visiting with commissioners, G.B.
Yeah, let me tell you exactly how this deal went down. The guy that's the ranger at White Sands National Monument submitted this site as a World Heritage Site. Well, immediately our two United States senators jumped right in the middle of it. They both sent letters endorsing that, and that should be no surprise. They had a letter from the mayor of Alamogordo saying basically that the city endorsed this. He since has backed up and said that he had no right to do that, and that was a mistake on his side, and he personally endorsed it, but he couldn't endorse it on behalf of the city. They had a United States Congressman Pierce. They had put him down and sent him a letter of thanking him for backing it and saying how important his backing was. He sent his step forward and says, "See, you never asked me, and I never endorsed this thing in any way, shape, or form." So what's happened now is that they had sent all these letters in and all these names in as people that had endorsed it throughout the community, and what you're finding out that about three-fourths of the people that they have on that list didn't know anything about it. And even those that put an endorsement in now admit clearly that they didn't know anything about what it was. The way they sold it to the Chamber of Commerce and the mayor and all those people is, once we list this as a World Heritage Site, people from all over the world are going to be coming in here. We're going to increase traffic. We're going to increase traffic flow. Businesses are going to flourish. You know, all of the things that appeal to the greed side of you. And now as this information begins to come out, you see a mass exodus here, and all of a sudden I've got elected officials that are very, very interested in finding out all this information, and that's why I've been sitting in here till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning pulling these documents down. And what you run onto when you get into these documents, Derry, is very, very interesting. One of the first things they do when they get involved in this is they say, well, you know what's going to jeopardize the integrity of this World Heritage Site? Traffic and tourism. We've got to cut down on the number of people that are going through here. The other thing is, for instance, in this Honduras property down here, in this document you and I were talking about from the World Bank, is they said, you know, commercial fishing. Well, that's the main industry right in that area, in those barrier reefs, and they said we've got to control the commercial fishing. We've got to get control of any upstream development. We've got to stop any industrial building or expansion and control, that kind of stuff. And then down there in about page 7 and 8 and 9 of this document, all of a sudden they start talking about enforcement and how that participating country that signed into this this treaty, how they've got to pass laws that enforce the thing that UNESCO demands of them through the treaties.
You know, I'm looking at the same thing you are, this page 7 here. And all we hear about on these World Heritage Sites, as well as some of these other, you know, the scenic byways and all this, is that, hey, tourism is going to come. I mean, you're going to get rich from the tourists. And right here on page 7, tourism contributes to the local demise.
It's in every one of these documents, every one of them. Hey, and listen to this. Here's one that's now up for a possible designation of a World Heritage Site. It's Iraq. And in Iraq, they're saying we got to get in there and protect the culture and the integrity of these people and everything. All it amounts to is the United Nations and the World Bank have gone in there and made loans to Iraq, and now they're tying up all their cultural centers and all their natural resources and all their oil fields.
I was going to say their natural resources, of course, is their oil.
Absolutely. And I've even found where several of these environmental groups, these strategic partners now, have submitted application to make the moon a World Heritage Site.
Well, you know, the moon is closer than Florida. I can see the moon. I can't see Florida from here.
That ought to be on one of your little intros. And I think you're right. I've been to Florida, and I thought I was on the moon. Got down there.
That's because of the moonshine.
Anyway, it's a fascinating business. But once you've read enough of these documents, I'm looking at a document right now on Thailand. The World Bank supported biodiversity and conservation and World Heritage designation in Thailand to protect the tiger. You betcha.
You know, I had Beth get some stuff off the internet for me on the heritage sites around the world. The United States only has 20.
Uh-huh.
Some of these countries, I mean, if you look at the map, you can't see anything but heritage sites.
Well, if you look down in the South American and Mexico countries, and of course the next thing that they've got, there's a designation already before the United Nations to take 180 miles of coastal waters all the way around South America and all the way up through the Gulf of Mexico. And they're going to control about one-third of the world's surface. Now, I can never find where the UN has said that, and I've not ever seen any of that in any of the World Bank documents, but you know where you see that is? In the Nature Conservancy and the documents they've got. And, of course, you see very clearly with the amount of money that the United Nations gives the Nature Conservancy every year, and they are the lead environmental organization, and it is the goal of the Nature Conservancy to provide about one-third of the Earth's surface to the United Nations.
Now, you know, I've been looking at this thing, and we're talking about the wilderness areas, and I'm going back to this Fourth World Wilderness Congress that took place in 1987,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about this one-third in there.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And 1,500 people from 60 countries signed up for this first meeting, and then they didn't get to go to the real meeting. They learned all about spotted owls and reindeer. But then when they had the second meeting, which was made up of just the bankers, then that's when they started talking about global taxes and collateralizing the notes using wilderness areas. And, you know, to me, wilderness areas are wilderness areas for one main reason, and that was because they weren't worth settling in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wilderness areas, at least in our country, were deserts, mountains where, you know, people couldn't make a living, so they never did homestead it. And I don't think they really want that wilderness area. I think they'd rather have land that grows corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. And, you know, the more valuable land. And I think that's exactly why we see this, we see these premises being registered.
Exactly. Well, but the whole goal is to take that out of private ownership. And, of course, we've talked on your show a lot about premises. I'm sure you've talked about it when I wasn't listening. But you're giving up.
You don't listen to every program.
No, and I apologize for that. I'd be a much smarter guy if I would. But what you're doing is you're giving up the rights and the ability to use that property. A premise gives you nothing but a leasehold interest in that property. And you and I talked about that when I was up there. Why did they not say register your property? Why did they say register your premise? All words mean something legally. And I'll guarantee you that any time you get any kind of a document from any governmental entity, first thing you better do is sit down with the Black's Law Dictionary, and you better look up any word that you're not absolutely sure of.
It just happens to have that I have part of that right here. And again, let me put this out where our listeners can get it. The word premise is a synonym for the word tenement. A definition of the word tenement in law is property, such as land held by one person leasing it to another. Now, this is coming right out of the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Webster's New World Dictionary, 1960 College Edition, defines premise as the part of a deed or lease that states its reason, the parties involved in the property, in conveyance. Webster defines conveyance, then, as a transfer, turn the page, transfer of ownership of real property from one person to another. You see, it's obvious to me. Anybody that can study this stuff, they had a good reason to use the term premises. They never mentioned property, but because property is, it's protected by the Constitution. And
yeah.
and premise is totally a different word. Totally.
Exactly. It's like you and I talked about when the government sends you a document, and they always want you to say that you reside or your residence is here. That word reside or residence ties you right into a federal nexus. It means that you live in a federal enclave. Everything we do that puts us in jeopardy with our property and everything is self-inflicted. You don't understand the words. You don't understand the meaning of the words. And so when you say, well, I reside at 1209 Michigan, let me tell you, you just put yourself in a federal enclave.
Okay, let's take one more break. No, we're going to take a couple more, but let's stay tuned. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Yours?
Let's go to the telephones. Jibby, we have John Turney from New Mexico with us. Hi, John.
Hey, Derry. Hey, Jibby.
Hey.
Jibby, when you said something about what the meaning of words, it hit me like a lightning bolt. I didn't learn that much in college. I don't claim to be the most educated man around. But one thing I did learn in a class was a class on folklore and also on the meaning of words. And there was a man who wrote a book named Viktor Frankl. He wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was in a concentration camp in Krakow or Nazi Germany. I'm not sure exactly which one he was in. But he wondered and pondered this. And in his book he wrote, how did I get here? And the thing that he hit on again and again is he was warning us, beware of semantic engineering. And I wasn't even sure what semantic engineering, it's just wordsmithing. People using words that don't have a meaning to you but have a meaning to them, and they have you agree to those kinds of terms. And the reason that the Nazis were able to do what they did is they started passing laws in the early 30s that first took away guns from just Jews and then took away guns from others, and then slowly but surely came up with what they called the ultimate solution. Well, what's the ultimate solution? That sounds like, hey, that's a problem-solving thing. Well, the ultimate solution meant killing Jews. So that's the thing that we have to be aware of, is you've got to understand the words that are being used. And when people will not tell you what they're after, when they will not tell you in plain English terms what they want, you've got to be wary of them. And that's what's happening with the World Heritage Site, and especially around here. They got support from people who had no clue about what a World Heritage Site was, and they sold it on, oh, money's going to be falling from the sky. Well, sure, everybody around here needs money falling from the sky, like manna from heaven, but no, that's not what this is about. It's about lowering tourism and making sure that they don't protect, you know, damage the resource. And if anybody thinks that there's not going to be a problem if there's ever a misfire of a missile at White Sands Missile Range that lands in the park again, that there's not going to be a line of environmentalists suing to try to curb the overflights of Holloman or the missile testing at White Sands Missile Range.
Well, you said that it misfired again. You mean it's done it before?
Well, you know, they've tested thousands of missiles here at White Sands Missile Range. That's what they do. Right now, there's a Lance missile embedded at Lake Lucero, which is the source of the Great White Sands. Now, this thing is just sitting there, and they figured it would do more damage taking it out than leaving it in. Well, in my opinion, and people are free to disagree, that sometimes misfiring of missiles happens, and that's worth the cost of freedom. And that should not fetter the White Sands Missile Range from testing future missiles. So, yes, of course that's happened. One landed near our house, near GB's house, back in the 70s, when my dad was the superintendent of White Sands National Monument. It wasn't real close, but it was within a couple of miles. In fact, there is a map that you can get through the Freedom of Information that shows where every impact in the park has ever happened.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices edged lower Monday on a flat dollar in profit taking. Gold closed in New York down $1.30 to $671.40 an ounce. Silver fell 12 cents to $12.97. Gold will surge to more than $1,000 an ounce, driven by increased jewelry demand and a weaker dollar, says Newmont Mining Vice Chairman Peter Lassan. Gold's time is coming, he says. The price will have three zeros. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. Jimmy, we're in the home stretch. We have 3 or 4 minutes. I would like for you to tell the folks about the wolf in Catron County that the locals said, if you don't kill it, we're going to, and the Fish and Wildlife Service did, the way I understand the story.
Yeah, of course, this is a part of their Mexican wolf project out here where they spent millions and millions of dollars, and basically what's happened over there where they release those wolves is basically letting anybody in the cattle business out of business. Those wolves come in and they have these ranchers absolutely scared to death to do anything about controlling them, and so they just come in and they move in and they just destroy your herds. That's basically what they do. The wolf is an absolute killing machine. He's like what the shark is in water. He's very proficient. And it's gotten to the point now, because these wolves have absolutely no fear of humans, that it became obvious that within a very short period of time, these wolves were going to take somebody down. And there was a young man that was cornered up in a tree for a long time by these things, and it was progressing in that direction to where the county commission in Catron County, New Mexico, notified the Fish and Wildlife that if they didn't remove this wolf, they were going to.
There was one particular wolf, was there not?
Yeah, this wolf is really beginning to threaten people, and it was showing up around houses, and it killed some animals, killed a horse right there in the corrals of these people's houses. And so they realized that, of course, they took an oath to protect the safety and well-being and the property of these people. And so they said, we're gonna kill it if you don't. And then you saw the Fish and Wildlife respond back in that, and if you touch that wolf, we'll come down on you with the full force and effect of the United States government. And Catron County said, well, that may be, but we're going to go ahead and kill the wolf. So they sent a guy out to get the wolf. The county hired a guy to go get the wolf. What happened then was, rather than set that precedent, the Fish and Wildlife ran in there and killed the wolf before this guy got the wolf taken. Now you've got the, I believe it's the Forest Guardians, is it not? I can't remember.
Oh, I'm looking at this, but I didn't really do my research on it. But anyhow, it's a group, yes.
Yeah, Forest Guardians, one of these environmental groups, is now notified and filed suit against the county for interfering in the release of this wolf and the Endangered Species Project. And what I'm hoping the county commission does, and we're in contact with them and trying to help them through this thing, that environmental group has absolutely no standing whatsoever against that county. And that county does not fall under the United States treaty on endangered species. That has absolutely no effect here in New Mexico, or any sovereign citizen of New Mexico, or any property owned by a sovereign citizen in New Mexico. And they need to simply tell that environmental group to pound sand that they have no standing. In order to be sued, you have to have a damaged party. That environment group can't show that they've been damaged in any way, shape, or form. So I really don't see this as a problem unless that county attorney is dumb enough to lead them into federal district court to fight with this environmental group. And if that happens, they're going to get their butts kicked right up between their ears. So we're working with them and trying to guide them in the direction they need to go here.
And your little pencil neck attorney is out there trying to help this guy,
you
right?
You bet. He's pawing the ground and slinging snot and wanting to play. Now, whether they'll let him play or not, that's another deal.
You know, a lot of people have no idea what that means. Sounds nasty to somebody, but they've never seen bulls fight.
Well, it is nasty. If you've ever seen that pencil neck attorney, it's nasty. He gets nasty. That's the reason we hired him.
He's the attorney, and we just have about 60 seconds left, or 30-some seconds left, but he's the attorney that's gotten several other attorneys disbarred, has he?
Absolutely. Not? That's one of his favorite games, is to go in and disbar attorneys. That's a big problem we have in our business. We hire attorneys, and then somewhere down the road, these federal agencies will buy them out from underneath you. And if they can't buy them out, they'll buy your client. And, boy, I'll tell you what, he's made the Christians out of some of those boys, because when they come in there and they sell out to the federal government, he'll carry them right before the board, and he'll just borrow them.
And he's been successful at it. And, hey, I appreciate your taking your valuable time today to come on and try to explain some of this to some of our listeners, because we need all the help we can get. And now we're out of time, GB. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're
sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
A message for